Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to Candidly Keisha.
Keisha Knight-Pulliam has grown up on TV, playing characters on shows like The Cosby Show to Tyler Perry's House of Pain.
They know Rudy. They know Miranda. I've been in the business literally for 36 years.
Keisha's an actress, philanthropist, foodie, and now host of her own podcast.
This is an opportunity for you, my friends, my fans, to get to know me, just Keisha.
This is Candidly Keisha.
Welcome to Candidly Keisha. It is Friday, and this is going to be fun Friday. I am absolutely in the holiday spirit. I am so excited. I don't know why. You know how you just wake up? Maybe it's the Starbucks, but I did get decaf, so I don't think it's the Starbucks. But I am joined in studio by, I finally got my brother to come back and play. Hi, Jawani. Kofa.
What's going on?
He graduated and has a real job now. So outside of doing his music and stuff. Well, I don't even want to call it real job. That's like what old people call it. Like dad would be like, oh, get yourself a real job. No, I say the real job. So let me catch myself. Because the real jobs are when you're doing exactly what you love doing. That's the real job.
Soon enough.
Yes. But you have a day job, we'll call that. So you've been indisposed.
For sure.
Yes.
Star Season 2.
Woo woo!
20th Century Fox.
Shout out to the accounting department.
Yay, yay.
And we also have my friend Eva. She is one of my BFF's cousin by way of all the stuff, but family nonetheless. We'll just go with that. Hey, Jeans. Eva, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So Eva listens to Candidly Keisha, and it was the funniest thing, Jawan. So I was like, we were talking. We were actually having a conference call for some business stuff, and she was like, I'll be in town. I was like, oh, you should come and do Candidly Keisha. She was like, are you serious? I don't know what I'm going to wear. I said, they can't see you. They can't see you. It's okay. But I will let you all know that she looks very cute today.
Thank
and
you.
She has these amazing nails.
Thank you.
So how are you?
I'm good. Happy to be in the A.
Yeah.
It's always good to be here.
I see you rocking some Gigi by Jeannie.
I am. You know I gotta rock it.
Yes. Gigi by Jeannie is a jewelry line. And if you're still doing your holiday shopping, you can go to, I believe it's gigibygeannie.com. And definitely on Instagram you can find it. And she has some really, really cute, unique, and amazing pieces for a really great price point for what you get. So shout out to Jeans. Love you, boo. But so we're coming in and... I didn't tell y'all what we're going to talk about, but I think this is fitting. And I was having a conversation with another really, really close girlfriend of mine on our way into the studio. So the holidays creates a nice, interesting conundrum, right? With social media in particular. Because, you know, before it used to be holidays come around. Okay, if you have some extra situations going on, who do you spend the holidays with? When do you meet the family? When, you know, you're in that dating gray, if you got some side pieces, navigating the holidays can be a little interesting.
Yeah. It always gets interesting.
So, Jawani, you have anything?
Yeah, I'm going to have a whole lot to say, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to let you finish, you know, expressing the topic. And then
that's the topic. We can go for it. Like, we just start. Like,
first of all, it's a joke, okay?
Okay.
Me and JP have this conversation all the time, and I think it all boils down to women having huge egos bigger than what we really want to acknowledge, and it being a big war between other women and titles and a whole bunch of flim-flam, okay? So when you start talking about, I was listening to the conversation. Oh, God. It's like, it's just like a big parade of petty and unnecessary. If I want... I can kick it with you all day, okay, and have a great time with you, and then shit could start because I don't post nothing. But what I realize is other women, if I post something about my girl or if my girl posts me, that's almost like an invitation to other women. It's like, hey, you're treating your girl right. Let me see what's going on over here. And y'all just want to bring all that in.
No, no, no. But, okay, go ahead.
Let me say, is it ego or is it expectation given what you all as men have told us?
I would say it's ego because we don't tell you to wear weave or makeup or any of the other small things that only other women look at other women at.
You mean four, not at?
Four, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, no, I don't think it has anything. It's a woman-to-woman thing because half of it is I don't think any dude is like, you know what? She doesn't have on a certain type of weave. This is uncalled for. No, I'd be like, dang, she doesn't have, her weave looks terrible. She needs to go get a new one.
What? I didn't know. Okay, I lost you.
Yeah,
on that
too.
One. Okay. Can you please rewind? Because I completely lost that weave analogy.
So the point that she was making was, you know, it's like, is it an expectation put by men or is it something ego, which is what I was saying. But what I'm saying is a lot of the stuff that women do is like a silent language to other women.
Not necessarily. I do agree to some point. Some people do things for other women to see or to get a reaction. I get that. This conversation we were having wasn't as much so because this friend of mine doesn't really post on social media specifically about like relationships and that sort of thing. And I was just saying, you know, that it's a choice you have to make, but you have to do what feels right for you. Like, don't do it because of expectation or don't do it. But if this is your homie and also your man and you would post if it was any other person or your, you know, any other friend of yours, why not do it now is all I was saying. But I also did say, Juwan, you did hear me. I said, but by doing this, you are opening up a whole can of worms. You open up a whole new can of worms. Because people do, like, and it's kind of funny, though. People have all of these, like, weird rules and expectations that they impose on other people about social media. And I feel that it should be between you and your significant other. Like, I know for a long time, you know, after I was saying this to my brother in the car, like, when you date people, it's really funny now that people, like, try to scrub your Instagram and scrub your social media clean of them like it didn't exist. That shit existed. It happened. You can't make it go away. You can delete the pictures, however, but I don't necessarily always feel a need to have to do that. Like, I know one relationship I was in, I waited a while because those were great memories. Even though we decided not to be together any longer, we had great memories together that were on Instagram. So I didn't feel a need to go rush and, you know, delete everything because, you know, what have you. So I think it's, you know, there's a lot we're talking about here. It's kind of interesting. I know we're jumping all over the place, but you seem like you have something to say.
I do. I think a lot of it is, you know, a lot of social media has programmed us to really need social validation, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, we post to get a reaction. Mm-hmm. That, I mean, what's the other reason why you post? You don't post just so it can be in your story or in your catalog of posts. You're posting because you want somebody to like it. You want to see what somebody has to say on it. You feed off of that, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that more than it is just, I agree with you about the relationship thing. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't post about any relationship unless it's serious.
Right.
Because then you have to deal with the fallout from that, yeah. Right? Like, oh, what happened to you and your boo?
But
like,
then is it serious if you don't post on social media?
I think it's preference.
Okay. I'm just being a devil's advocate right now.
I think it's all preference. I think if you're the sole reason why you're posting on social media is to get a reaction or to feed, you know, your ego, uh-huh. Then I don't think that's good for you or anybody else.
So how does it work? Because there's some real super sleuth. The internet does create a space for women and men or whoever chooses to be some really pretty good detectives. So I made you spill your chai, your three splendor blended chai latte.
You did.
So when we're coming back around to the holidays, and it's hard when this is a time if you are trying to be deceptive in a relationship, because then you say, babe, I can't be with you for Christmas because it's such, 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 and such, and such. Then something comes around, not in your timeline, but maybe in the, because, you know, now, what is that Explorer page? Mm-hmm. And how do you, what do you do? You just don't, you just dip and dodge pictures all holiday season? What do you do?
Are you asking me?
Yeah. What do you do?
I mean, my whole thing here is that we already, as a, all right, so I've come to the conclusion, I won't speak on behalf of other men. I'll speak
You are speaking on behalf of other men in this.
Okay, well, I'll say it like this.
At this
you are the representative.
A lot of the times when it comes to stuff like that, I really don't care. So it'll be a sense of like, if, first of all, me and whoever have an understanding. So if it comes to pictures and gifts and all that, I'm very straightforward. There is no time for all the other
BS. But there are some people who are straightforward.
And guess what? All I'm going to say like this is you have to start in like June. Social media is the devil, okay? You have to, if you want to take a picture at the pool, don't do it, okay? So that, yeah, so that come.
So it creates like a precedent. So that it's nothing different in Christmas because you didn't post in June either.
For sure. Because, dog, social media is the devil. Like, it makes it to the point, like, I'm naive because I don't use social media. Like, when I go on social media, I can count how many times I use
the page. Social media isn't the devil. Social media is a really great business tool. It's a really great way to keep people connected.
We're not talking about business.
I know, but right, we're getting to business, though. So it is a really good way to connect. What I do like about social media is in terms of like having friends who, you know, span the globe, and it's a really instant way to keep in touch. Like once you have kids and stuff, if you have a private page, you know, being able to see pictures of them and, you know, do those sort of things. What's the face?
I mean, I'm just listening.
What's the face?
Because I'm just listening.
But I'm telling you, but for y'all who out there trying to be on,
they show some comments. Like, I don't go on the Explore page. I post, and if it's not on my timeline right then, I don't see it.
Well, but you are an anomaly.
I know that. So that's what I'm saying.
I don't do it.
Yeah. James is like, I don't do
like,
it.
I can count probably on, like, okay, maybe like five hands, how many times I've ever pressed the Explore page. But Instagram shows comments of people that you like. Something can have 1,000 comments, and it'll show the people that you follow first.
Right, absolutely.
I'm not even trying to see who. If I'm talking to somebody, I don't. I'm not trying to look for what you're commenting on. It shows.
That's all I'm going to say right now.
Yeah, like, it.
Well, let me tell you. Most people, well, I'm just going to say, sometimes, like, if you find, I know I'm going to speak for me. I don't have nobody to spy on. I don't have nobody, there's nothing, my life is transparent. It's me and Ella. We'll be with the fam. So I'm not talking about myself, but being a mom sometimes, you have those down moments where you're like, get up randomly because the baby woke up, and then you're just up at 3:37 in the morning and you're like, damn. And I will just kind of like scroll through just to see what's going on in the rest of the world. So I think people do look on those Explorer pages probably more than they choose to admit.
Okay. Absolutely. Myself included.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to bring this full circle. We've talked about that whole thing. So I just think it's interesting. Young players out there, you got your work cut out for you because all this, this.
What about the old players?
The old players, they don't even know what Instagram, social media. Oh, Jason is wanted in the lobby. But yeah, they're going to have to get crafty.
Yeah, super.
But I appreciate I appreciate it because it creates a space, hopefully, where people will be more transparent. Because it's too hard. Like, I don't understand. It's too challenging. You got too much to think about. It's hard enough, like, just trying to remember what I'm going to do on Thursday, let alone trying to remember lies about Thursday and the truth of Thursday.
Well, and then if you think about it, if you really think about what who you're following and what you're focusing on and what you're looking at, when you're on Facebook or Instagram or any of those pages, you're really looking at what people are doing, right? Mm-hmm. So if people are doing things and they're out conducting business or they're out having fun or mm-hmm. whatever it is, you're looking at them do that when you could be spending your time
doing it too.
Exactly. So, you know, it's kind of like mindless television, you know? You watch it. I'm guilty of watching it myself. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I kind of have to cut myself off at some point because I'm like, wait, these people are already making money. What am I doing?
They making money off of you looking at their posts. How
exactly.
About that?
Exactly. So it's a balance that you have to, you know, really consider. And maybe it's give yourself a time limit. Like, mm-hmm. I have X amount of minutes that I can spend on this in the morning, X amount of minutes that I can spend at night, period.
I try my best, though, like, because, Juwani, I try my best to, because it's so addicting. Like, you start can pick up your phone and just randomly start scrolling, whether it's through emails, through text messages, through social media. It's almost like an extension, an appendage. Like, it just sits in your hand. And I try to make it a point that if I'm at dinner or if I'm spending time with friends or family, that I just put my phone down. That a lot of times my phone is on silent just because I don't want it to wake up Ella if she's napping or to be disturbed by it. But I have to make a conscious effort to put it down, because you can easily just kind of start scrolling and then time has passed and you're like, oh, damn, that was an hour.
Yep, it's so easy.
It is. But I want to bring this full circle. Sorry, Jamesy. James, I called you Jamesy. That's what we call my nephew. I apologize. Juwani, Jamesy. James, how many years has it been? How have we been doing this? This is what, coming up on two, maybe?
Yeah.
You finally, you've earned your Y, because you know we have Juwani, Mashani, you're Jamesy now.
Shardy.
Everyone gets a Y. That's how you know I love you, when you get a Y at the end of your name.
These are facts.
It's true, though. It's true. So I want to talk really quick, because you have had the opportunity to marry passions and be able to tell me about this new platform as we talk about Instagram. So now we have a whole new way to track people and to figure out what they're doing.
Well, it's so that let me just say, so it's, we're not really tracking people. We're not following people. We're following topics,
right,
and events and brands.
But that's my
right?
point. A whole new way to tune in to what you're looking for.
Absolutely. So,
and some people will be tracking people.
Oh yes, you won't be able to escape that as long as social media is out there.
Right.
But so SpokeHub is a new social media app that engages users around topics of conversation, areas of interest, brands, events, anything that you are interested in. So instead of like on Instagram or Facebook, you know, you're scrolling and you're looking at posts, this focuses more on topics. So
it's like podcasts with extra stuff, kind of.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And you're a part of a hub, right? Mm-hmm. So a hub is one topic. Or you can be a part of that specific hub, and that's one topic, or a brand. Mm-hmm. And then you have sub-hubs under, you know, that follow underneath that.
So for those, like, hubs are, like, common meeting places. So it's almost like bringing, like, chat rooms back, where you can find a topic that you're interested in. And then when you become kind of a member of that hub, or you follow that little chat group, meeting group, you can find, like, all things about it right there.
Exactly.
So it's like you don't have to, like, have the Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter. I sound old. You know you're old when you say the Snapchat or the Facebook. So, like, the lady's just like, you're not on my wall. You know, that's my favorite commercial ever. So, yes, I just had a senior moment. There's Nova, Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It almost brings all of it together in one space to be able to just keep up with stuff. I like that.
And you're not going back to that whole social validation. It's social media, but you're really, you have a chance to listen to other people's perspectives on the interests that you share.
Do you have a block delete button on Spotify?
A block delete button. We have, so you have the, we don't have that per se, but you can actually, and if you're the owner of your hub, you can mute someone to where you don't see anything that that person is saying. And then if they say something that's really off the map, you can throw them out of your hub.
Nice.
Completely.
Because I believe in block delete.
Yes. Agreed. So, but it's definitely topic driven, so that you're not looking for validation from someone to like what you're posting. Uh-huh. You're actually engaging and having a conversation with people that you do know and people that you don't know that are interested in the same topic.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I want to do this. I want to take a quick break right here and we will come right back and we'll learn more about SpokeHub and talk about social media in these holiday streets.
Hey.
Stay tuned right here at Candidly Keisha. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Candidly Keisha.
We are back here at Candidly Keisha with Jawani and Eva and Starbucks and social media and Spoke Hub and Jamesy's in the building. But no, so how did Spoke Hub come about?
So about a year ago, there two of the co-founders came together with an idea, and they were at a basketball game, and they were looking to post something on Facebook about a bad call by the referee. And they thought, they're like, well, if I post about it, no one in Seattle or in West Virginia is going to be able to know what I'm talking about because they're not here. Mm-hmm. But where could we go? There's nowhere to really go to talk about bad referee calls, right?
Right.
Like, what if there's other people all across the world that want to talk about that? So that's kind of how the idea came about. Mm-hmm. And then we entered a program, the Google for Entrepreneurs program in 2016, and we were one of 12 companies selected to be a part of this exchange program, which was, you know, super, super exciting for us.
So this is Blacks in Tech.
Correct.
Nice.
Yes, exactly. So, and it's a way for them to kind of, you know, offer advice on having a startup in the tech world, and also just kind of giving you advice on, what kind of fundraising.
Because you don't really hear of too many, like, Black people from North Carolina who start a tech company.
You're absolutely right.
That's kind of an anomaly.
Definitely.
Usually it's...
I would go so far to say anywhere.
Right.
Not just North Carolina.
Yeah, a lot of... That's one of... that whole STEM and just the, not STEM, but internet in general, I feel is something that our community is just learning more about. Even like the gaming world and, you know, we have to, because that is where our country, where the world is going into that tech space. So it's really important, because one thing I know is that if people don't know it exists, they don't know to dream it. And like, it's about like-kind role modelship and seeing people who look like you, no matter if you're Black, brown, white, purple, yellow, people who look like you who are doing it creates that space and creates that, you know what, I can do it too.
Absolutely. And that is really what drives us day to day. I mean, things have been happening and, you know, obviously we launched the app June 8th. And which was, 7 months ago? Mm-hmm. And we just did a complete makeover that launched December 4th, so mm-hmm. last week. And that's what's driving us and what keeps us going, you know, mm-hmm. along with the innovation and, you know, the excitement of the idea. But really, really having something and a tool and that is in the tech world that our kids and our grandkids and their kids can really follow mm-hmm. and replicate, right?
Mm-hmm. So, okay, because a lot of people, you know, they very much respond to dollar signs. And I know you guys have raised a shitload of money in a short amount of time. So you don't tell us the exact amount. So from Google winning this startup entrepreneur program to now, how much because of y'all's hard work have you been able, like, ballpark? You don't have to.
No, well, actually, it's fine because it's actually public knowledge. We closed our first seed round of $500,000 mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago. So, and that was, you know, it was funny. A lot of people said, you know, being Black and in Durham, you're not going to be able to raise that kind of cash.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to do it mm-hmm. in just short of, you know, 6 months. So mm-hmm. That was super exciting. And, you know, history was made with that in and of itself. So that's another thing for our community to kind of rally behind us mm-hmm. and really, really believe, not only believe in the idea, but also believe in us, the
right.
team. Because my CEO, Robert Hartsfield, will tell you.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, Rob. And hey,
Rob's
everybody.
Rob's going to be like, why didn't you invite me to come? You're invited, Rob, anytime.
No, but I have to shout out the rest of the
yes,
team.
Please
who is John McAdory and John York, Carrie Ann Enderline, Taylor Glimpf, and Richard Berryman.
You know you're going to be in trouble if you
and
pass somebody, right?
No, I'm getting there.
You should have just said the team, but
I'm
go ahead. Now
there.
You're under the gun to remember everybody's name.
Terry Johnson.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Terry.
And my cousin and your girl.
Dolores Roberts Johnson. I gave all your names.
Yes. So, you know, so that is, you know, super exciting. We just opened our second seed round for $1.5 million. Mm-hmm. So we are off and away with that. So just very exciting, very inspiring, not only for us, but for our whole community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My hub is coming soon.
We can't wait.
Eva is going to show me how to work it today.
It'll be it's very user friendly. The app is available now in the Apple App Store and on Google Play. So please download. You can set private hubs or public hubs. So you can
You can do my baby daddy is cray hub, or you can do I like purple hub, or you can.
So I have a question.
Yes.
What is y'all? Well, you might not have really kind of discussed it yet, but like, what are your views on kind of not integrating with platforms that are kind of talking based, like Twitter, because like I know forums occur all the time on Twitter because Twitter is a typing app. So like, what are your views on kind of creating a bridge between you guys' platform
and
other platforms?
That's a great question. So Twitter is more of a one-way engagement, so you can kind of throw out, you know, a thought or an idea about whatever, and then obviously someone can retweet it or they can respond to it, but it's not built for you to really go back and forth about a particular topic or person or event, right? So, and it's not just the platform itself is not for a chat, it's not a chat room model. So
Let me stop you. I think what he's asking more so is, you know how like with Instagram, you can simultaneously then post on Twitter or simultaneously then post on Facebook.
Oh, that's
but that was a good response. Like that was a relevant response.
Right.
Because I could see how you could have got that answer out of what I was asking. But yeah, like because I know it's not necessarily a forum setup, but I know it would be kind of cool if they had like a pool to where if somebody wanted to share this tweet into the forum, it could start something on your platform because it happens all the time.
Absolutely. And we actually have that function now with Facebook. So you can, what you post in Spoke Hub, you can actually feed it to Facebook. So, and we're working on the other platforms. But yeah, that's a great point and something that we're definitely working on and we think will be extremely beneficial.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, let me take back. You know, people think I'm not speaking personally about these hubs because I did say it's the crazy baby daddy comment. I didn't mean it that way. Just saying. Keep moving.
Let's go.
I'm speaking in general because we were talking about, you know, yeah. But anyway, moving right along.
Okay.
Happy holidays. Yeah. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Okay. Yeah.
So, what else are you planning to do? What do people have to look forward to coming up with Spoke? And it's Spoke Hub, Hub. What do people have to look forward to? And what are some of the fun features?
So, we are actually coming out with a couple new features. On Friday, Friday.
So today, these features are live.
Yes, today. Got my days mixed up.
It's okay.
Yes, so they will be here. If they're not already in your app store or in your update, they are there. And so one of those features is augmented reality.
Okay, explain that.
So you know how virtual reality, you have your goggles and you can kind of put them on and you can kind of see things in 3D? Mm-hmm. So augmented reality will actually have a function, the technology that is built into our app, you'll be able to hold your phone up to an image. It can be on a sticker. It can be on a wall. It can be on a hat or a shirt. Any image, you're going to hold your phone up, and that image will come to life with whatever content is behind that image.
So, like, if you hold it up to a movie poster, you can see a trailer.
Exactly.
That's kind of hot.
So you don't have to go to YouTube. When you're walking through the movie theater and you're looking at the posters and you're like,
I wonder
what that's about. Yep. Go into your Spoke Hub app and click on your AR feature and the trailer will start playing.
That's exciting.
That's huge.
Yes, that's so exciting. So like if someone was to like tap on the Candidly Keisha app, we could do like a little video and then you'd be able to see like coming this week on Candidly Keisha.
There you go.
La 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 la.
And you can have the video. Like, you can be in the video, and you can, if you want it to be 3D, you can jump out at us.
What? Wait, who'd you say? You said one of the partners was Google? Or not partners, but like somebody that's
we were one of 12 companies selected for the Google for Entrepreneurs program for founders of color.
Because I think the only time I've ever heard that was Google's kind of the first that did it. Because they have a similar, similar technology where you could, if you don't know what something is, you could take a picture of it and it'll Google it automatically.
That's cool. But what if you can just hold your phone over and it actually comes alive and tells you what it is?
Yeah, so that's,
right?
Yeah.
Even better.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, cool. I'm excited. And I'm very excited about the holiday and all that it's bringing. This is like one of our last shows of the year. Can you believe that? It's almost 2018.
We had our 100th episode this year.
Woo-hoo. Okay, sorry. That was my little excitement dance. But so with that being said, next week is probably going to be our last show for the year. What are some things that you guys are grateful for this year that has passed?
I'm going to have to say, this was a very crucial year for bringing, I don't want to say cliche like sayings, but cliche sayings to life. Like, what's it like? Because I'm thinking about it, I have, what's something that you hear all the time that you kind of, you know it's true, but you never really implement it?
Like, you can do anything.
You can do anything you set your mind to do.
Yes. I'm fine with that, but I think we can come up with one that's a little bit more like watch the company you keep.
Oh,
like,
yes. Huh. Got it.
You know
it.
How people say that all the time?
Right. But birds of a feather.
Yeah, but exactly. Stuff like that, mm-hmm. but you don't really implement it when it's time to do so.
Uh-huh. And then you see the effects of it, and you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, this has been a year of really implementing those type of cliche sayings, and it's like, been a—
work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. So I think the biggest saying that has been reoccurring by, like, mutually exclusive parties is everyone wants to be rich, but everyone doesn't want to work.
Yeah.
So, like, I have this whole thing about, you know, focusing and getting to the money, but I want to bring everybody with me. And I realized that, like, it happened, like, 5 times where people who don't know each other have had the conversation with me, like, yo, I know you want to bring folks with you, but not only do
you can lead a horse to water, but you can make them drink.
Exactly. But as an entrepreneur,
give you another cliche.
For sure. So I think that this year has just been a good eye-opener for that.
A learning year. You've learned a lot.
Yes, yes, yes. January 1st last year was not a good, that was not a good day.
Aww. Guess what? Do you know, and I always say this to you, you can't appreciate the light without the darkness. Just how you can't appreciate the summer without the winter. So you have to be appreciative for even those moments because they help create the space you are in now and the space you will be in.
Oh, yeah, so. For sure. Heat Rise 2 drops January.
Plug.
Hey.
Your turn.
I think I have to say I'm most thankful for my family and all their support and everything that I do. But I'm also really thankful to actually be a part of history.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And be on the front end and on the front lines of history, because that's what's about to happen. We about to make history.
Hello.
I'm mad at it.
Hey.
So, let's see if I can find this in the non-explicit version. Clean. This right here. Oh, man. I can't find it.
Whoa. What is it?
This.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
This right here. No, but this is how I feel about this year right here.
I don't know. I'm all for unedited content, you know. Right? I'm all for it.
Oh, man. I can't find it non-edited.
What? Like, give us a hint.
Let me see if this is the song I'm meaning to.
Mm-mm, we made it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I love that song.
Oh, this little bounce she doing is a classic.
I got my bounce on too.
I see.
So that's how I feel this year.
All right. Well.
No. This definitely been a year of many blessings, but it's been a challenging one. And the blessing of it for me is it's when you're in the midst of something, it's so hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And sometimes it's even hard. And I'm like an eternal optimist. I'm one of those people who always find and see the good in any and every situation. And it's definitely been a test of practicing what I preach this year. And I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful to have made it. I'm so grateful to have just such an amazing, happy, just full of life and personality, little human being by my side. You know, last year, this time, I was getting put on bed rest due to stress and just doing too much, trying to ensure that she would stay baking for a little while longer. And she stayed put a little too well, then didn't want to come out, but she did. And I'm just so grateful that I'm finally feeling like myself again. Because when you go through some things that are really, really challenging, you get to this point where you look and you're like, you don't even recognize your life anymore. And I'm grateful to be feeling like an even better version of myself, finally. So I'm definitely grateful for that. And this year has taught me a lot in terms of perspective. We so often worry about such stupid things. Until you have some real stuff to worry about, then you realize how trivial this was over here that you were worrying about. And it has put me in such a space of gratitude for every little random thing. Because you can either waste your time worrying about thinking about what this person has over here, what you don't have, what you want to have, what you could have had, versus being so utterly just cloaked in appreciation for every little minute thing that you do have. And it's just put me in a space that has completely and utterly transformed my perspective on life as a result of it. And for that, I'm grateful. And I'm grateful that I can pass that down to my little one and any future little ones that I have. So it's been one of those years. But it's been a good year. It's like I'm ready for my sunshine. Woo, woo. My sunshine.
Yeah, woo, woo. Hey, amen to that.
Amen.
For sure.
But we can kind of, you know, we can wrap things up here. I think we've said a whole lot. This has been one of those episodes where you go from hilarious to business to life moments to it's just what Candidly Keisha is. I don't know what else to say about
That's
it.
That's why it's Candidly Keisha.
That's why it's Candidly Keisha. Oh, one thing we do have to say. We got to give a shout out to Alabama.
I was literally just looking at that. So some of the stats for Doug Jones was like I'm looking at it right now, and like 72% of white men voted for him, 63% of white women, 93% of black men were voting ready to bring him back.
Voted for him.
Yes, 98% of black women.
Yes. All I have to say is I'm so grateful that people are getting out to vote and people are understanding the importance of it, importance of showing up. You cannot complain if you're not willing to be a part of the process. So, congratulations.
So, let me actually clear that up because I was reading it backwards.
Okay.
27% of white men voted for Jones and 72% of white men voted for Moore.
Right.
Yeah. And 35% of white women voted for Jones and 63% voted for Moore. And then 93% of black men voted for Jones, 6% for
Moore. I think one of the best memes I saw about this was, you know, for Jones. And it said that he had a case that involved, you know, because the whole Moore thing with the young women and, you know, the situation with, you know, pretty much any other person would call that being a pedophile, but, you know, however you want to.
Being a pedophile.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the meme was, you know, about Jones had a case with girls, with young girls too. And it's where he brought to justice the men who had bombed the church that killed the little four black girls during the civil rights movement. Mm. And I was like, that was a good meme.
Take that.
But I'm just really proud of our country. And I always say this, like, I feel like You know, of course, there is racism, there is bigotry, there is sexism, there is, you know, all of these different things that do exist. But I feel like they get a lot of publicity because the people who support them are loud. But it doesn't mean that there are more people who support that side of, I don't know what to call it. I feel like there are just as many, if not more, people who stand on the side of righteousness. And a lot of times, because they're more noisy, people feel that they're more plentiful. Mm. That's the way to say it. So I have hope for our country. I have so much hope that we're heading in the right direction of inclusion, of, you know, the voice. And even just like winding down to all this talk that's going on and all these women coming forward and, you know, about sexual harassment. And that's really going to change the face of our world, because things are just not acceptable that used to be acceptable. You're not allowed to get away with stuff that you used to be able to get away with. It's just no longer. That's the climate has changed.
Absolutely. I was reading a couple articles this morning about Alabama, and one of my favorite is very simple, but it said Newsweek's headline this morning was "Doug Jones won because of black women trying to save America."
Oh. How do you feel about that one?
You know, I think that, you know, it's hard. It's really hard for black women in society. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're a minority because we're black. We're a minority because we're a woman. And that's a very empowering statement, you know, and it makes me proud. And
I think they need to take the trying out of it.
Hey, that's a thought. But we got to start somewhere, right?
Yes, we have to start somewhere. I agree with that. But more than anything, what I love about it is that it shows the power of our collective voice. Whether you're a black woman, black man, white man, when you stand together and show up, real change happens.
Absolutely.
But we all have to do our part.
100%.
You agree? She's shaking her head.
Yeah. No way around it.
Well, on that note, this is Candidly Keisha. Eva, where can they follow you, find you, find info, whatever you need to throw out there?
So please download the app in the Apple App Store or in the Google Play on Android. Uh-huh. You can also follow us on Instagram. It is Spoke Hub App. So Spoke and Hub and App, APP. And follow us there, and you find more information about Spoke Hub and all that we're doing. Yeah. And so everyone knows, we will be releasing new features every couple of weeks.
Nice.
So our release is happening today for the augmented reality. And then in a couple of weeks, we got some new features coming. So make sure you visit your app store to update.
Yay.
Yes.
Jawani, Kofa, Heat Rises 2, when's it coming?
So
I'm going to go, time out? I'm in the studio next week, just so y'all know. Okay,
oh, yeah, for sure. She has a whole verse on a whole track that we will be getting together.
So you're going to have to download it to hear it.
Yeah, you don't got no choice. It's cool. But, so January 19th is the date that we have chose. And
it's happening.
Yeah, so
proud
expect, you know, videos and promo and a lot more interviews to start popping up on your news feed.
Whoop, whoop.
It's about to be a good year.
So working smarter, not harder.
Y'all already know it.
Yay, Jawani. And I'm the only one who's allowed to call him Jawani. Just FYI.
Yo, Keisha be getting mad. The comments, all the random people be saying Jawani.
Jawani. I'm like, come sit.
Yeah, she don't be rocking with it.
I'm sorry. He's my baby. That's my baby brother. So I can't help it. Sometimes that maternal it just jumps out of me and I can't contain it.
I get it.
Because these old broads be trying to holler at my little brother.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It'd be fine, too, sometimes.
Uh-oh. All right.
And she be playing.
Hey. I'm not getting in that. I got a little brother, too.
Listen, when it comes to my brothers and my family, I don't play.
I know that's right.
We don't play those ghetto games. But on a lighter note, this is Candidly Keisha. Have an amazing weekend. We'll be right back right here next week for our last show of the year. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.